find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it don't on radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 20th day of January, folks, 2006. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
There.
Hi.
First-time caller. I've been listening to y'all for quite a while. I'll try to be quick before my phone goes dead.
All right.
Do you really think that George Bush will ever allow another election to happen, allow any kind of Democrats to come in that would fight back against him?
I'm not quite sure. I'm hearing the rhetoric from the Democratic side, and I'm not quite sure that anything will change.
I'm just scared to death that he's going to use any excuse to put martial law into effect and stop all elections.
Well, how's this for a scenario? During the break, we were talking about this here at the network. What if a small tactical nuke goes off inside the United States, it's pinned on the Iranians, and there's just an all-out nuclear strike? Maybe we do it, maybe we let Israel do it.
Well, that makes sense, but then, Osama's then come up with another tape threatening to attack us again, too.
Well,
I figure any excuse to have anything happen to stop any kind of, I mean, it would put him in office as a dictator from who knows how long.
Well, and that is certainly a danger. This guy's carrying more baggage than I think any of the past five presidents have.
Yes, sir.
Including Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was a nasty sort of a person, but, I don't know.
I can't believe the things I'm seeing and hearing, and I've tried to talk to my family about it, and they're big-time George Bush fans.
Oh, yeah.
And I've tried to tell them the things that I've seen and heard, and actually, and they laugh and snicker at me, my own family does. I mean, they don't mean no harm, but I can't get them to watch anything or listen to anything other than Fox News.
Well, and that's their downfall. I mean, if they think by listening to somebody that says, we report, you decide, fair and balanced, if they believe Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, well, then there's no hope for them. If they don't want to get a counter point of view to this, they don't want to fill their craniums with some good information to counter that propaganda, well, then let them love Bush. I know it's painful. This is, Mike, you hit probably on one of the most hot-button contention points with many, many people, and that's trying to talk to some sense into their family, and they always look at you as if you your cheese is sliding off your crackers.
Somehow you've
slipped the cog. You've gone insane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They believe in the rapture is going to take them away before anything bad happens.
Well, that's their second mistake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it happens, great. But I've tried to tell them that maybe a lot of bad things are going to happen before the rapture happens. I mean, you need to prepare now. Like, I'm stockpiling food, ammo. I'm trying to learn how to live off the grid. Everything to try to do the best I can when it comes down, and I believe it's coming quick.
And the sad part about this, Mike, is that, when the news media's, they're in the back pocket, so to speak. So if something like this does happen, your family is going to be looking at their great leader, Mr. George Bush, that to a lot of people he walks on water. He's going to look like a hero, and that's further going to entrench people in their belief system. So if you think your family likes George Bush now, wait till that scenario that I described happens.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hang on. I've got to go to the break here. Bob, Dave, and others will get to your calls. Also, open phone Friday, folks. Anything that you want to discuss, any questions, any comments that you would like to make. Come on, folks. Get used to using your mouth and your brain again. We need all of you walking and talking. 800-313-9443.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll get back to what Pat Buchanan had to say about the another undeclared war. But Mike, you had another question?
Yes, sir, I did. I was watching television last weekend on a hunting channel. It was a segment off the magazine Guns and Ammo, and it was Guns and Ammo Television. The guy said, did you know that the Senate last week or whenever it was actually voted? They didn't talk about it. They actually voted to ban all ammunition. And it blew my mind. And I guess if they can't get our guns by the Second Amendment, I guess they can just ban all ammunition and do it that way maybe.
Well, we've told people for a lot of years, get your reloading equipment, learn how to do it. Get your primers, get your brass. Brass is recyclable.
He talked like that their reloaders would be useless if we couldn't even buy reloading equipment for it. He talked like it was all going.
Well, do you know how many shooters are out there that reload their own stuff? It's part of what they do. They target shoot, go out to the range, whatever. There's tons of people out here that do their own reloading. And I would suggest that, and reloaders aren't that expensive.
Yes, sir. They are going to start an all-out war with our own people if they don't, you know, if it continues on the way it is, I believe.
Well, and you're probably right. And by the way, how are you listening to us down there in Tennessee?
92.7 FM.
Well, evidently there was a state rep that's around there. What city are you near?
Well, I'm not sure where the radio station is. It's a small one around Parsons in Camden, Tennessee, right on the Tennessee River.
Okay, well,
Tennessee.
A secretary called me from a state rep. She did not give me the state rep's name, but evidently drove through someplace in Tennessee. I got the call today, And she wanted to know what radio station this was. And I said, well, who are you inquiring for? And he says, well, I work for a state representative. And I said, so what does he think about the programming? She said, he thinks it's great. So whatever you're listening to down there, evidently you got a state rep that's also listening.
That's good. He must live close because it doesn't reach very far, and if a drop of rain hits it, it goes off the air.
I got you. All right, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. First-time caller. I appreciate that very much. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's nuclear bombs we're worried about. Depleted uranium is a byproduct of uranium enrichment. You know, in a country that has depleted uranium has a distinct advantage over an army who doesn't. So I think part of the reason there's so many reasons why we could one of the major reasons
we're in there is because Iraq and Iran didn't want to play with American dollars anymore.
Yeah, I know that's one of the major reasons, but I think depleted uranium falls into it too, because, you know, we're saying, if you listen to what Condoleezza Rice says, they're not just saying nuclear weapons. They're saying they don't even want them to gain the knowledge of, you know, that people can gain from working with uranium.
Well, I'll tell you what, any college-level chemist or engineer could build his own nuclear bomb. This is not rocket science anymore, and the plans, you can even find plans for an atomic bomb on the Internet if you want to. So this is no great secret. I mean, if we look at the situation in total, there is absolutely no winning strategy for being in the Middle East at all. And when you look at it, and the potential to ignite something that's even greater, that's going to cause more destruction than has already been wrought, is astronomical. And for what gain?
Yeah, but you don't realize, you know, before you were talking about how arrogant our government is. Our government is not arrogant. They are beyond arrogance, okay? And there's only one word described beyond arrogance. And that word is a Hebrew word or a Jewish word called chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
And the definition is a son murders his parents and then asks the judge for leniency because he's an orphan. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what is going on. Okay. And there's only one way to fight chutzpah or chutzpah, and that's with chutzpah. Because imagine trying to negotiate with someone who has that kind of an attitude. You can't. And finally, I consider it the source of terrorism.
Well,
if I've got a nuclear, let's pretend I have a nuclear bomb, okay? And I spit in your face. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to launch a nuclear bomb against you.
You don't have one. I have one. You don't.
Well, what I'm going to do, and I know where you're going with this,
right.
There's no way to ever defeat terrorism, first of all, because it has no battle lines. It's not officially sanctioned. You can't press a button, nuke, or bomb a certain area and wipe out the enemy target. And this is why they're trying to convince us that this 100-year war on terrorism is going to have to take place to get rid of people like Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. If you want to defuse terrorism, you take a look at the issues of what they're so upset about. And one of the major issues they're upset about is the Middle East is tired of dealing with the English and now the Americans. They're tired of watching everybody side with Israel while Israel builds a nuclear arsenal beyond belief. I think they're number three in the world now.
It's not just that Israel builds a nuclear arsenal. It's that they build a nuclear arsenal and then they spit in their face.
Right. No, I understand that. No, I understand. And
that's not where terrorism comes from.
Well, and you're exactly right. If somebody has a big gun and you've got a knife, how do you fight them?
You don't fight them straight on.
Now, that's right, because you know what's going to happen. What you do is you try to take out their communications, you harass them, you pop off a few of their personnel, and you just make a major pain in the butt.
But it's not that they – it's the humiliation, because, you know – they use their nuclear weapons to humiliate. That is wrong. That will lead to terrorism.
Yeah, No, I agree with you. And I want people to think about this. What would you do if you were in Iraq? How would you have perceived being invaded by a foreign country? And especially when half the population wants to see Osama bin Laden back in office. How bad could a guy have been? George Bush didn't even get those ratings here.
You mean,
half of America wouldn't want to even see George Bush.
You mean Saddam Hussein?
No, I'm talking Saddam Hussein, but I'm making the parallel. If I misspoke, I'm making the parallel here, or the analogy, comparatively. You know, less than half of America thinks that George Bush is a good president, and less than half of them would want to see him back in term for another term, if that were at all possible.
We don't know how many, because we only know what the media tells us. And the media is, the way I look at the media, you ever been to a used car salesman? Well, that's what we have on our mainstream media. Everybody on our mainstream media is basically a used car salesman.
I understand your point. Buy this 59 Studebaker. It was driven by a little old lady. It'll last you for years. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now. Dave in Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Your assessment of the world situation is right on target.
Well, I appreciate that. Which part?
The Middle East situation.
We better do something about it quickly, because this has the dynamics to escalate beyond belief. And I said this one day, Dave, that, you know, maybe it's a good thing if this thing does escalate to the point where somebody blinks and somebody starts to realize how dangerous this could be, and then starts to analyze what's to gain by continuing this.
Well, John, in my opinion, I think that their agenda is fully set, and we're past the point of no return.
Well, I don't know. I hope that you're wrong about that. Because,
I do too, John.
Because I'll tell you what, and I was serious about this, the feedback I've been getting is the military, the higher-ups in the military, are just shaking their head right now.
Right.
Because they see absolutely no reason for going into Iran. They have learned the real reasons why we're in Iraq right now. They don't like playing policemen, getting shot up, getting killed by suicide bombers, or whatever the case may be. What they're now involved in right now, and the media is playing this down, is there's civil strife going on in Iraq right now, and there's even plans to carve up the country to give the Sunnis this part and whatever, the Baathists this part and whatever.
Well, John, that's all smoke and mirrors. We need to follow the money trail, because that leads to the heart of any corruption. And with Iran announcing they're forming an oil trading bourse or exchange there to trade oil in euros, that's one of the main reasons, in my opinion, that we hit Iraq to start with.
That's right.
Saddam had already started that.
That's right. I don't know Saddam intimately. I don't know him personally. I've not lived under his regime, but I can't imagine it being any worse living under his regime than it has been for the last, 6 years living under the George Bush regime.
Well, let's face the fact, though, that Saddam was a creation of the United States government.
You're exactly right, as well as Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset.
There you go.
You know, so... You know, and the people are not hearing this. If the news was reported at least halfway fairly and had differing points of view and people offering up different opinions about this, I don't think George Bush would be enjoying the rating that he's having right now.
That's because the media is owned and controlled by those same people.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, I sure thank Greg for his guest today, George Green, and his website, nohoax.com. Because, you know, it's one thing to know what's going on, but even more important to know just who the players are.
That's right. And if we're successful, we're talking with Michael Collins Piper right now.
Great.
We'll bring him on the network also.
Very, very good.
I want investigative journalists out there. I want people that have a passion, that have a drive, that have the talent to have an outlet, and I think he's one of those men.
Well, their courage certainly needs to be rewarded and provide a forum for their truth.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for your call, Dave.
God bless, John.
Appreciate it. Gary, Melissa, Allen, others, just hang on. We'll get to all your calls. It's an open phone Friday on this edition of the National Intel Report, 800-313-9443. I'll finish off that article by Patrick J. Buchanan after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Program note, next week's broadcast, I've got Bill Sardi on Tuesday, Thomas Smith, the diabetes info on Wednesday, David Ray Griffith will be with us Friday, and to be determined who's going to be in that Thursday slot next week, but we'll figure that out at the beginning of next week. And coming up on February 1st, you're not going to want to miss this broadcast, Dr. James Kennedy is going to be with us. And I'm looking forward to that because I'll tell you what, here's one guy that's climbed out from behind the pulpit and is speaking the truth, and then it's going out to many millions of Americans, and I just want to encourage him to keep it up. So that's what's coming up. We've got loaded phones here. Gary in Georgia, you're up. Hello, Gary.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
For consideration, there's a gentleman by the name of Timmy Moore, who practiced law in Germany, England, and the United States. In fact, he was disbarred in the United States. He lives in Manhattan now. Wrote a book called The Fixer about the American judicial system and how fundamentally broke and corrupt it is. And I haven't received his book yet. I have talked to him a couple of times. But the book supposedly tells how the system really works and why it cannot make a right decision and why justice in the system is so rare. The Fixer will show you that the legal system in the USA is operated by two parties, one who is a fixer attorney and the other who is an extortable attorney appearing before a presiding judge who makes a knowingly unjust decision in favor of the attorney fixer. It's a broken mechanism of justice. The American balance of justice is broken. The judiciary does not weigh anymore anything on the scale of justice. They just abuse their power to make a fast buck on it. And he says that evidently it will show that neither Congress nor the Constitution can control the judiciary, and why the media will not tell you about it. I have lived it myself, exactly what he says on his site, and he's told me personally in both Florida and Georgia, they're about as corrupt nationwide, I think, as anything the people here have to contend with on a daily basis, and is making most of them's life so miserable for a fast buck, which they're all participating in, it makes me puke in the creek. In any event, I think that the problem in that what's going on for Iran and what went on for Iraq is a horrendous problem. There ain't no doubt about that. I'm not sure I have to travel that far for terrorists when I got them in. I'm right. Covered up with them in my own backyard.
I was just going to say, in your own backyard. What was that website for that guy?
I'm going to tell you, after talking to him, he's one of the few that makes any sense to me.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You're okay.
Recoup it here for you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I. The system, yeah, it's broke. I mean, anytime. I'll give you a classic example of that one. Waco, the 11 people that are still in prison. These people had nothing to do with murdering anybody, and the survivors, and a good many of them are old people, but we had a judge that overruled. How does a judge overrule a seated jury?
Money.
Well, yeah, of course money and political pressure to do so, but that's how bad it is in this country. Innocent people are made to sit in jail. You know,
well, that one I think I'm close enough to I can fight. I'm not sure exactly how, but I've tied up now in two judicial systems. One in North Georgia is as corrupt as a $3 bill, and one in Alachua County in Florida that's the same. I mean, they just mirror each other. He's got two websites. One is thefixer.info. And another one is doitprose.com.
All right.
And I'll, if they take me off the air, I'll give you his phone number. You need to call Tim on to see if you can get him on for an hour. So I'm going to tell you, the guy's just sharp as a tack.
All right, Mr. Producer, will you do that? Take him down. We'll get this guy's phone number, and we'll talk to him.
Okay.
All
right. You make your own decision. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call. Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm so glad that call was right before me, because I couldn't make up my mind between two different subjects to talk about. Now I know which one. Pertaining to the death penalty, I listened to part of Stan Solomon's show today, not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered, you know, maybe what you think about the death penalty.
What do I think about the death penalty?
Huh?
I'm all for it.
Well, I am too, if the people didn't get railroaded.
And that's the problem with the system.
That's right. And knowing what we know about the Patriot Act, et cetera, and how any of us can be considered domestic terrorists.
That's right.
We could be sentenced to death, and they'd carry it out.
You know, years ago, I used to have my own little ongoing debate with myself about the death penalty. I would think that, well, wait a minute here. You know, we have the state wielding all this power as to say who lives and who dies. I mean, and the death penalty works as long as the system isn't broken. And that is where the danger comes in, and you're exactly right. Because now that we have Homeland Security, Patriot Act, and all this other stuff, I mean, they want to put any and all terrorists to death, but let me remind folks of who the terrorists are and what Janet Reno had to say about it, and we'll relay that to you after this. Just hang on there, Melissa.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll-free at 1-800-724-2719.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, Gary, you're happy to know that I just talked to Tim Moore during that break, and he's going to look at my site. He wanted to know, how many people do we reach? And I said, I'm not auditioning for you, sir. He sounds like a very bright man, though. I'm going to check out his sites, thefixer.info and also doitprose.com. So we'll check him out. I'll talk with him and see if we can get him on the air. At any rate, Melissa, go ahead.
Okay. There's not a lot on mainstream television that's worth watching, but I've caught this show that comes on tonight a couple of different times. It's on ABC at 8 o'clock, and it's called Injustice. Two words, Injustice. And it's based on the group of college kids that went about freeing people who were wrongfully put on death row here in Texas and other places. And every show is they get someone out of prison that didn't deserve to be there.
Right.
And it's, you know, I'm sure that eventually it'll go the way of propaganda and whatever, because it is mainstream. But right now, it feels good to see justice happen, even if it's only for an hour one day a week.
Yeah. I, on the issue of, you know, you mentioned terrorists. You know, according to Janet Reno, and we caught the Maricopa County Sheriff commiserating with the FBI, putting out a trifold pamphlet that was only supposed to go to police officers. This was a couple of years ago, several years ago. And in it, they described who potential terrorists were. And this is before a Gulf War, you know, the second go-around here and all of that. And in that, they said that people that were ardent supporters of the Constitution, Bible-believing Christians, gun owners, you name it, that these could potentially be the new terrorist here in the United States. And we tracked this thing down. And I called the FBI on it, and I called Maricopa County officials on it. And, well, they were just shocked and amazed that this information got out. And I'll tell you what, that brought a lot of heat on them, and they curled up their little toes and went away. But, you know, people that believe in the Constitution, believe in a Bible, these are terrorists. People that think that the Second Amendment has a place in this country, and gun ownership for self-protection and property protection, that's some kind of a sin, that you should be some kind of prorated as a potential terrorist here. I mean, it's absurd. So you're exactly right. And on the issue of the death penalty, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, these criminals, these murderers, whatever, they don't care, you know, if they forfeit their life if they get caught. Well, ask anybody on death row if they care if they live or die, and I'll tell you what, almost to the man or woman, they're going to tell you, yeah, I want to live.
Right.
So it is a deterrent. I mean, if you go ape and kill a bunch of people, or you do it unjustly or meanly or whatever, yeah, you know, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but, you know, my concern is that state wielding that power, and who is the next criminal going to be? And, you know, it may not even be over murder anymore. It could be over anything.
Hate crimes, for instance.
There you go.
Now, let me pull in this other little thing quickly. Where I work in different houses every day. I clean houses. They happen to have the Statesman laying here. And on the life and movies section, it's a kind of a picture of the Twin Towers burning. But it's stacks of books making up the Twin Towers, and it's Protocols of Zion, all these stacks of these books. And this is a movie by a man named Mark Levin, and he's done this movie about the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and how it is a forgery and how hate is everywhere,
You
know, Jews didn't know any better, and it's called...
juice? What kind of juice? Orange juice? Grape juice? What?
Jews didn't... Yeah, well, you know, that's what he's calling them. The Jews in Israel, or in Brooklyn, didn't know any better. He didn't know about it that day when it happened, and, you know, it's just... it's an interesting little piece if you happen to look at today's...
Well, I've got a copy of it, and I saw that on the front page. Or in that section you described, and I refer to, by the way, the Austin Un-American Statesman.
Yes, yeah. And I call it lots of other things in private. So.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Melissa. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
John, hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Wheatgrass, Alan, out in the chicken-infested woods in Manor, Texas.
I couldn't have recognized your voice.
It's been too long since I've called in. I probably have too many things to talk about. I hope this doesn't turn into a train wreck. But
well, you're only going to make the rest of the people behind you mad if you take too much time.
I won't take too much time.
Right.
You mentioned things seem to be falling apart, and I've been noticing people lately, they seem nervous, John. I see a lot of people that are packing up and fixing to, you know, get into the deep woods. There seems to be a fight or flight thing. People are either fighting harder, and or a lot of them are turning and kind of throwing in the towel and
yep,
getting ready to head for the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us are doing both. Some of us are fighting harder than ever. And when I look at myself, and I told you this, John, this week, and I think it's kind of funny. I don't know what I am anymore. I grew up kind of a leftist, liberal, and that's just the world I grew up in. And then I started hearing these shortwave transmissions, and it was you and a guy named Alex Jones on Saturdays arguing about things.
Yeah, on a show we called Real Talk Radio.
Yeah, and I started telling my wife, I said, honey, I'm hearing this stuff, and I'm going to listen to more of it. I don't know yet what this is all about, and so I've gone through this transition. And I'm still somewhere in the middle. Like I said, I don't know if I'm a floor wax or a shoe shine anymore. I come from that leftist liberal world. But I've stockpiled guns and bullets and Berkey water filters, and we're self-sufficient, and we're fighting on every front that we possibly can. I'm active with every group in town and started a few of my own here. And I'm beat, John. I made a lot of progress this week in a lot of ways. And while, you know, I wanted to encourage all of our listeners out there that are like me to go ahead and participate, and because this radio network is reaching a lot more people than it used to. You know, John, you started out mainly shortwave years and years ago, and you had primarily a very, very conservative listenership.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, we've got Vote Rescue out there here in Texas because of the radio networks. That's why we are unified and why we're together. Now, Vote Rescue is comprised of conservative, very conservative, far-right Christians. It's got some leftist New Agers. It's got some center, middle of the road, probably agnostics, and we're all working together, fighting together. We're unified.
Well, that's because somebody finally figured out that, look, we're all standing on the same piece of carpet, and somebody's trying to yank it out from under us.
Yeah, and when we've got these guys knocking at our front doors, you know, wanting to kidnap our kids to make money off them, or wanting to take our land, and we've got to be together on this, and so many of us have come together, regardless of the flack we get sometime. And we call in, and somebody will call in after us, and they'll say, oh, that liberal that you were just talking to, or that lefty that you were just talking to. And, you know, I mean, thank God there's room for all of us in this world. But I'm just glad, John, that you've been able to reach out and embrace the whole spectrum.
Not bad from a carpetbagger from Michigan, huh?
Yeah. And you know, I have to say also that those who want to use the radio network to voice their, you know, opinions about other races and, you know, get into what I would call, you know, a smaller-minded debate. And,
right.
And really, that's damaging the effort. We really do need to be. Now, I told you this last week also, John. We talked, and for so long, whenever I would hear the issues of Israel and the Jews and who are the real Jews and who are the dangerous Jews,
and
I would just, this flag would go up because of my layers of conditioning through the years, and I would thought, oh my gosh, these people are Nazis. Why are they talking about this? They're going to turn off all the lists. And it finally got through my conditioning and my filters this week that just as we have real, true, compassionate, loving, God-fearing Christian people, and we have people in high levels of government who, in the name of Christianity, are creating the most horrific realities in this world that we can imagine. In that same way that we have real Christians and people that are acting under this banner of Christianity, that in the world of the Jewish people, we also have compassionate, God-seeking, sincere, honorable, highly moral Jewish people.
And Alan?
And that finally got through to me this week, that we have this very same thing happening in every religion, and it's not just the Jews, and it's not just the Christians, and it was like his light went on, and it was like, oh, it's not a racist topic that they're talking about. But we just need to be careful how we couch those conversations.
Well, and Alan, you know as well as any other listener that has listened to this program that I am not an anti-Semitic person. I've interviewed Jewish rabbis on this program, and there are God-fearing, God-loving, conservative, Torah-believing Jews out there. But then we have a little mix of the Talmudic, Kabbalistic people out there. And I'll do further exposés on this thing. There is a reason why the Anti-Defamation League does not come after yours truly. It's because they know I know the difference. That's why they don't come after me. And the last thing that they want to do... I'm getting an echo here, Mr. Producer. And the last thing that I want to do is to turn off the people, because we want to talk to the Jewish people here, because they have been befuddled and confounded along with the rest of us. They don't know what's going on. So when I talk about bad Jews, I talk about Zionists. I am not anti-Catholic because I go after predatory priests that are predating on your children. That does not make me anti-Catholic. Even though I don't necessarily agree with their religious philosophies, I can't argue with the guy that they have at the head of the table, and that's called Jesus Christ. So, having said all that, I'm glad that you've come over, because this is a problem that can be dealt with best by the Jews themselves to clean their own house. They need to get rid of these Zionist characters. They need to get rid of these Kabbalistic guys. They need to get rid of the Talmudists out there that hate everybody. I mean, they just don't hate the Christians. They hate the Muslims. They hate everything.
Right. Well, so, it's up to we, the listeners and the callers, too, though, to be, you know, sensitive to the to those two different types of conversation. The one that's based on good people and horrific, dangerous governments, and those, you know, there are those traces that, you know, still lie in the depths of some people's souls, and they want to call up and talk and get into, you know, those lower levels of discussion.
And you won't hear me interviewing some neo-Nazi because it's a news story. I will not give these people any airtime any more than I'd give the devil the airtime.
Okay.
So and people know that. The people that have listened to me for a number of years, they know me.
Well, on my final note, John, yeah, you know, I had somebody call up just yesterday, and they were reordering seed for their wheatgrass juicing growing operation. They tell me that, you know, it's just one of those things that, and this means it's been going on now, you know, for a year with them. They've been growing their own nutrition and vitamins, and they're telling me it is so wonderful to not be buying vitamins. They're not going to doctors. They're not catching colds. They're not having the allergies. They're not doing all the things that they used to do, and they've been freed from all that. And if you're looking at being self-sufficient, anyone out there, and I think we all need to be, you can't always go out to your garden and grow a quick crop of food. And you need to learn how to do this from a bag of wheat.
And
I'll be happy to take your order.
What's the toll-free number for you?
The toll-free number is 1-877-699-4328.
And my friend, my first-time listener there in Tennessee that was preparing himself, sir, you need to call that 877-699-4328, because what Alan just described, and we do the wheatgrass too, it's a phenomenal thing. It's got, what, 23 amino acids
in
it?
It's got everything we need, John.
Everything we need.
Look at the beasts of the field. And we've God doesn't slip hot dogs through the keyholes, but he's given us everything we need.
All righty.
Yeah.
Alan,
thank you,
sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, and seriously, folks, I haven't had Alan on for a while here. But wheatgrass, and I'm telling you, it is a great product. And this guy has supported this network right from its very start. So we've asked people to deal with the good people to deal with us. So give them a call at 877-699-4328. And get some wheatgrass in you, man. Forget the vitamins. Forget all that other stuff. You want to be healthy? Do the wheatgrass. I can vouch for it because I use it myself. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
A little concerned on the idea of it's over oil or it's over money or it's over something. The major idea I see with the WTO is it's over killing the world population down, and as they're having a lot of rioting in China right now, it's a status point of, I don't want to say they're a lower gender or so, but they have a higher status of tyranny, I want to say, and they're recognizing it, and they're immediately trying to revolt to take issue. And they're dying for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people in this world have to start realizing that we all have to do this. I don't know about picking up a gun. We're doing it. It kind of was funny today, Jen. Alex Jones had loose change here, Avery on.
Yeah.
And he was asking him about, well, what would you do or how do you do? And he's getting him to, like, yell about, like, the power hour. Like, I will not stop, you know. And Avery says, well, if I ever get Mr. Bush into a room, I would take him on, you know. And, like, lip speak him or something, and Alex wanted him to say, well, you wanted to slap him, you know. And so anyhow, I don't know where to draw the line, but everybody has got to take issue of how they can stop this thing, because bottom line, these people just want to kill us all.
Well, and either kill us off if we offer too much resistance, or herd us together like a bunch of contented little cows, as long as they, you know, pander to our immediate needs and give us national health care or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but they're poisoning us so heavy. I mean, it's just like genetically modified foods and whatnot. They're just, it's nothing's going to be left.
Well, and you're right. And it's the great corporations that are out there that are doing what they need to do to take absolute control. And that's not what this country is about, and that's certainly not what this listening audience is about. I don't want the government telling me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I can figure things out for myself.
Well, we appreciate your work.
All right.
Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
I believe what's going, you had mentioned about Iran, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia is supposed to be an ally of Iran. And I believe what's happening is the stage is being set for the ultimate enslavement, really, of the United States of America and England by the Jews. And there is a tactic that I read out of a book, Plot Against the Church, and this is the tactic that they explained that has happened. It happened in the 8th century in the Visigoth kingdom of a ruler called Wittiza. And it says, into the land which the Jews wished to destroy, they introduced pacifism, and into the land which should serve them as a tool to destroy the other, a warlike spirit. These classical tactics the Jews have applied in the course of centuries in different states and use them today with the perfection in which they have attained experience in the course of centuries in different states and use them today with the perfection in which they have attained experience in the course of centuries. It is worthy of note that the Jews in the present preach directly or with the help of Freemasonic or Theosophic organizations, Socialist and Communist parties, secret infiltration in different Christian churches, press, radio, and television controlled by them, pacifism and disarmament in the free world,
mm-hmm.
while in the Soviet Union and the other states under the totalitarian dictatorship, they incite the peoples to war. While towards the end of the last war, the USA and England disarmed in a dangerous way, they handed over to communism vitally important positions, simultaneously destroyed the basic defense of these two great powers, and even traitorously betrayed to the Soviet Union and other communist lands, armed to the teeth, the very weapons which they had stolen from the other countries. The fifth column has controlled the governments in Washington and inclusive of the atomic and rocket secrets. The tactics are fundamentally the same as 1,200 years ago. If the American and English people do not open their eyes at the right time and diminish the power of the Jewish fifth column in their states, they will soon find their lands desolated and ruled by a Bolshevist Jewish horde who will enslave them as it did more than 12 centuries ago with a Christian Visigoth kingdom. It is strange that the Jews always use the same tactics down to the last details. And I think that is what is happening with this focus on Iran.
Yeah, and qualify that statement, because what you're describing here is the Kabbalistic ones, the Talmudic ones, the Pharisaical ones, or the Zionist. These what? And this is why I've always said that the Jews have to clean their own house. They have to reject outright these people that are parading around as if they are Jews. When they are attacked for their evil deeds, the first thing that they scream is, "Oh, you're an anti-Semite."
Well, sir, if I may disagree with your conclusions, there was another sentence about the Jews just described in this book, and it says in there, when they believe their cause is lost, they allow before the defeat elements to appear in the enemy camp, so that afterwards, when his victory is unavoidable, these Jews fight always to remain on top, and if possible, to reach the head of the new government. I'm not going to disagree, sir, that you have your conclusions with regards to the Jews. But if I may, sir, I would like to respectfully say that I don't agree with your...
Well, that is your opinion, and that is your right.
Yes, and I...
But I think by encompassing all the Jews, I think you're doing a disservice, because I know a lot of Jews myself. And I know what character they are, and I know what's in their hearts and their minds. And they're not to fall under that description that you just painted.
Well, I'm really an avid reader of history and a respecter of history.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, looking at, you know, being aware that the communist revolution was a Jewish revolution,
yeah,
and that Jewish imperialism is a reality. And that
again, you're using that blanket term. What faith are you?
Rita,
what faith are you?
I'm of a Christian faith.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So don't you think there was enough stuff done by the Christians, the Crusades, you name it? Don't you think, if you're an avid history reader, how do you think somebody that's not a Christian or a practicing Christian would view that information?
Well, having studied the Crusades, I understand that the Crusades were brought around.
I don't want to get into a half-hour debate here.
Well, the way that you presented your argument, sir, it was like that what the...
No,
what
it's, I'm responding to your argument.
Well, I believe that the Jews are the enemies of not only Christians, but anyone else who opposes them ruling the world. And I believe that there are many historians.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon.
But again, you're speaking about the people that are parading around and saying that they are Jewish and that they're faithful and servants of God, and that's not who these people are. Joe Stalin was a Jew, for gosh sakes.
Well, not only Joseph Stalin, but also Lenin.
Yeah, would you classify them as being Talmudic or Kabbalistic, or would you consider them to be the Torah believing type?
Sir, I believe that the Jews are a devious people.
All right. I got your point.
Okay,
I got a couple more calls here, and I've got to take. And you have the right of your opinion.
Thank you very much for the time.
Well, thank you, Rita. I appreciate your call. Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius.
Well, John, that was an earful.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank God for the clock. What I have to say is, getting back to capital punishment, I have to say that I am of the opinion that since our judgment is so imperfect on this planet, and there is so much evidence of people being wrongfully convicted since DNA testing came along and they retested a lot of people sitting on death row,
mm-hmm.
that I would have to say that I am against capital punishment, and I'll go you one step farther. If we fully enforced the Bill of Rights, and we made sure every soccer mom had a Glock in her purse and that it was morally encouraged, ethically encouraged, every child that felt the need to carry arms, if his parents approved, did the same. Every adult carried arms, sidearms. I'm talking about the pistol as the most practical implement of our day. If we did so, we would wake up one morning to decide that there is so much that once we take responsibility for our own protection, it dawns on people just how much government they don't need. And I submit to you, this is why the state has become so big, because we have been psychologically disarmed before we were ever, before they even attempted to disarm us.
Yeah, and your statement about the death penalty, the DNA, some of the proponents out there that want to track and trace everybody, they want everybody to give a DNA sample.
Well, there comes the other problem, is we could be set up. You speak out against the state, and guess what? Somebody says that it was your DNA that was on the scene where Ron and Nicole were killed.
I plant a hair on the scene, or a cigarette butt with saliva on
yes.
it that can be tracked,
yes.
or a little skin sample that magically ends up beneath somebody's fingernails.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I understand
yeah.
the argument.
So I just have no capital punishment is an absolute no, but I'll tell you what. In the heat of the moment, if I'm walking down the street and somebody tries to rob me or threatens to harm me seriously or kill me, in the heat of the moment, if I have to do what's necessary to protect life and limb, you can bet I'll do it.
You know what I'm...
And I encourage everybody to do
you
that.
You know what I'm also in favor of? I'd like to see dueling come back.
Oh, I'd love to see that, especially in every state house in the nation.
Hey, you got it. Hey, thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call, Julius. Arthur and Ralph and others, sorry we couldn't get to your calls. You guys didn't start responding here until the second hour. Sorry I couldn't get to your calls, but we're available next week. We'll see you back here Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thank you so much for listening to me and this network. We thank you all. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.